Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yudalid. Sanhedrin daf Yudalid. We are four lines from the bottom on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So we're in the discussion of Smicha and Smicha Sakenim. we got into this from the Mishnah, where the Mishnah spoke about Smicha Sakenim, which Rashi said meant Parhel Amdavar Shal Tzibur, and the Gemara and the Rambam said maybe it means real Smicha of making a Rav, a Samuch, one rabbi making another rabbi a Samuch. So that's what the Gemara is discussing here. By quoting the Brisa of Smicha and Smicha Zakenim. So the Gemara said, how many do you need? Do you need one, like Moshe Rabbeinu? Do you need three? So what exactly is the minimum level needed? So we saw the Rambam Paskin L'Maskana, unclear exactly how he gets this from the Gemara, but the Rambam says you need three, one of them has to be a Samach. That was the Rambam Pshitin L'Maskana. But in the Shakla V'Tarya, the Gemara said, if you learn it from the Pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yismach az yadav alav, so you should only need one. And if Moshe Rabbeinu is in place of 71, then you should need 71. So that got us into, I alluded to the fact that the various places in the first parak, sometimes Rashi's going to quote some of them tomorrow and on Sunday, and we had it back on the Mishnah Dav Beis, sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu is one. He's one. Back in the Mishnah Dav Beis, it says Moshe is 70, plus Moshe is 1, plus the 70, so that's the marker for 71, for the Sanhedrin HaGadol. But other times, like this Gemara, it says Moshe is in place of 71. So which is it? Is Moshe 1 or is Moshe 71? So this, along with a number of other questions, was the basis for a yardside shir of Rav Soloveitchik in the one called Takanas Moshe, where he develops the idea that first let's go back to a Beis Din. Beis Din functions in two realms, says Rav Soloveitchik. Or even let's go back a step. Let's go back to Edim. Edim, Beis Din, Moshe Rabbeinu. We know there are two types of Edim. There are what we call Edei Birur, and what we call Edei Kiyum. Edei Birur are there in order to clear up and let everyone know what occurred. Levarer, Edus Levarer Hadavar. I have two witnesses that I loaned Reuven money, so that next week everybody will know, and Reuven cannot deny it, and he would have to pay me back. That's Edei Birur. Right? You don't need Edei Birur to be there, but if you want to prove it afterwards, so you need the Edim to be there. They're Edim Levarer Hadavar. But, as we know, there is a second type of witnesses. Edis Lekiyum Hadavar. Edim that help create the event that is occurring. And if you don't have the witnesses there, then halachically the event did not happen. For example, by Kiddushin, even if I know for sure that a wedding took place, if there are no witnesses there, there aren't Edei Kiyum, Edei lekayem adavar. It's from the Lashon in Kiddushin Daf Samachay. B'mekayme milsa hakasa bedaber, that they help the event take place. So that's Edei kiyum. That's a very different type of witnesses. It's not just in order to prove it afterwards, but is to help it take place in the first place. That's Edei birur and Edei kiyum. Says Rav Soloveitchik, you have the same thing by Beis Din. Most of the time, Beis Din is there levarer hadavar, to figure out what happened. Beis Din is trying to figure out, you know, if Reuven killed Shimon. Beis Din is trying to figure out if so-and-so owes money. Right? That's Birur. That's most of what Beis Din does. But once in a while, Beis Din is also there, Lekiyum Hadavar. For example, a Beis Din of Chalitza. Why do you need three for Chalitza? Why do you need a Beis Din of three for Chalitza? Why do you need a Beis Din of three for Gerus? You might say a question might come up. You might have to figure out. But Pashtus, you might say, no. They're there to witness the event. And halacha determines that these three are needed for this event, and there it's like a kiyum hadavar type of purpose. That's Beis Din l'kiyum hadavar. So you have edim l'birur and l'kiyum, and one has Beis Din for birur and kiyum. Suggested Rav Soloveitchik, maybe you also have that by Moshe Rabbeinu. Sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu functions as the Beis Din in their birur role. Sometimes he functions as the Beis Din in the Kiyum role. When it comes to Edus Labiru Hadavar, then Beis Din is trying to figure something out, and Moshe is doing that, then Moshe stands by himself. There's no greater Birur than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest. There's nobody that could come close to him. It's one of the Adi Mamins. When it comes to Birur, Moshe is B'makam Shimon Ve'echad Koi, figuring out what to do. But if it's for a certain event, Lekiyum Hadavar, you need a certain number of Jews witnessing an event. So Moshe Rabbeinu is one. Moshe Rabbeinu is no greater than any other Jew if it's Edus Lekiyum Hadavar. So that's why you have to look at all the places. Sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu is Makom 71. Moshe Rabbeinu is just one. Where do you know that that Moshe Rabbeinu is like 71 when it comes to Kiyum, when it comes to Birur? You can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. So he quoted, Rav Salvechik quoted, I think I quoted this a long time ago, from the Seder Hadoros. The Seder Hadoros. And Seder Hadoros is a sefer about different, going through all the generations. So he quotes, Rav Salvechik quotes it in a footnote, but in the Seder Hadoros, it quotes, this is on page 208 in my edition, quotes there, the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi Yehuda Mipariz, about whether one has to tie their tefillin knot every single day. There are two major machlokos, one more famous than the other. One famous one is machlokos Rashi Rabbeinu Tam about the order of the parshias of the tefillin. But there's another machlokos between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi Eliyahu Miperiz. Do you have to tie your tefillin every day? We don't, right? We have the knot kavua on our shel yad. We have the knot in the back of our shel rosh. But they're tied. We just take them off every day. But Rabbi Eliyahu Miperiz, I think he says that you have to tie it every day, and Rabbeinu Tam says no. So, says the Seder Hadoros lines up this machlokes with Moshe Rabbeinu taking a side. He says, Heshiv Rabbi Yaakov, Tishal's Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, Shehu Bakan, Amarle Moshe Rabbeinu, Einatem Koshim Kedas, Ki Ekshira Lo B'Shal Yadi, El B'Shal Rosh, V'Tzorach Likshar B'Chol Yom, V'Yard Rabbeinu Tam Ka'ari, V'Yomar Moshe, Ta'ita, Ki akesher ein tzarach b'chol yom, ela hiduk. Rabbi Tam says, Moshe, you made a mistake. Right? The kesher, you don't have to tie every day. You just have to tighten it every day around your head. V'lo b'shal roshi, ela b'shal yad, d'chsivu k'shartam lo'osa yadecha. Ana Moshe, berovan v'sunuso. Moshe Rabbeinu answers in his humility, ani omer l'mitzvah tzarach shir b'chol yom, avalo la'akev. Not b'di'evit. L'charchiva, heshev Rabbeinu Tam, v'chi eze mitzvahi lo la'akev, ela l'mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah do you have? L'charchila. Heshev Moshe hove amartukach dalacha sheta'ita ki chovehi l'kasha b'chol yom. No, you made a mistake, Rabbeinu Tam. V'akshira tzarech lios b'shal rosh b'dalitz. V'raya avi l'cha mitorasi shenasati l'cha. I'll bring you a raya from the Torah that I gave you. Unbelievable. U'min ha'pasuk sheveitem, from the pasuk that you brought. U'kshartem osa yedecha hari shesamach os esel u'kshartem lo melecha. Continues. Anyway, this is until the end of the column. Achechara apo shel Rabbeinu Tam, v'yamot al raglav, v'yikra b'kol gadol. He got up on the bench and he started screaming. V'yomar Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom raid. V'chein tzah gimel pamim. Achyar Moshe Rabbeinu li yeshiva. V'yomar lo Rabbeinu Tam. Ani omer she'ein likshar kesher shel tefillin b'chol yom v'shelotzi vita zeh b'torah. You didn't command this in the Torah. Shekibalta migal kadosh baruch hu. V'hoda Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom u'dvarav v'yelech lo. End of the story. So when this Seder Hadoros was going around in the late 1800s to go get haskamas from different Gaonim, they went to Reb Chaim. He went to Reb Chaim to get a haskama. And Reb Chaim wrote that I'll give a haskama to the Sefer, but this page is apikarsis. So I can't give you a haskama. So the author said, how about you give me a haskama, but you're just right, that page is apikarsis. So Reb Chaim said, okay. So if you, so I said, okay, so not in my edition, I couldn't find it, but I remember when Rav Schechter quotes the story, he quotes it that in the original Seder Hadoros, the Haskama of Rav Chaim was, even a whole Haskama, beautiful Sefer, but this page in there is Apikarsis. Why is it Apikarsis? Because he can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Birur. He's the greatest Chacham, Mikol Adam. So therefore, you can't argue with him. And it's apikarsis to say that. It's part of the animamins. That's based on this thought of Rav Salvechik that we have here. Moshe Rabbeinu Lebirur is B'makum Shivim Ve'echad. Moshe Rabbeinu Lekiyam Adavar. So then it's just one Jew. He's one Jew no greater than another Jew. But again, that has to do with the line here. Moshe B'makum Shivim Ve'echad. We'll see various times in this parak. He's one or he is 70 or he is 71. Okay, the idea of the smicha b'zman hazeh, you know, let's wait a little bit until we do the next story, and then we'll get, because that could be said then too. Okay, let's continue. Four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara v'chavo samich, is it true that one person cannot do smicha? Right, we had the brisa that said you do smicha with three, and we just couldn't figure out the source. is the source. One is the source 71. Miman of Shach, the Gemara couldn't figure out the source, so the Gemara just left it as a kasha. But the Braisa said three. So v'chalo samach, one can't do smicha. V'yamar Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda Marav says, Barab, zachar oso ish latov. Let's remember this man for good. Rav Yehuda ben Baba Shemo. Rav Yehuda ben Baba Shilmalehu, without him, nishtachu dine kanasas mi Yisrael. We would have forgotten dine kanasas. The Gemara says, nishtachu nigrusinu. What do you mean we would have forgotten it? So we'll learn them again. Ella batlu dine knasas mi Yisrael. No, the dine knasas would have been batel amongst the Jews. Among the Jews would have been batel. Shepa machas, let's read the story. Gazra machas arisha gzeira Yisrael. One time the evil government decreed against the Jews. Shekal hasomech yehareg. Anybody who gives smicha will be killed. Vekal hanismach yehareg. Anybody who gets smicha will be killed. V'ir shesomchen ba techarev, and the city where the smicha is done will be destroyed. V'tchumin shesomchen bo yeakru, and the tchumin outside the city will be totally uprooted. Meaning, there won't be a remnant left. There won't be a memory left to this city. Won't be at all. So everybody will be killed. So we're going to see somebody who is moser nefesh in a minute. But why does the Gemara focus on the somich and not the nismach? We have to give credit to Rabbi Ben Baba. He was so mech, all these great rabbis. What about the Nismach? They're also risking their lives. They're also risking. So says the Ben Yoyada, maybe the Nismachim could be able to get out of it. You know, they could say, oh, if they were caught, oh, we were just here to watch. We were just here to watch. We weren't doing anything. We were watching other Nismachim that ran away already. The Somech can't do that. The Somech was a famous rabbi, and everybody knew about the Somech, and he couldn't. He wouldn't be able to get out of it. Number one. Number two, says the Ben Yoyada, why Dafka Smicha did they attack? What are other mitzvahs? Dafka the Smicha? They said, oh, you can't do Smicha. What was it about Smicha that they had to get rid of? So again, explains the Ben Yoyada, by every other mitzvah, they figured, how can we ever get rid of a mitzvah? Well, we won't let them do tefillin, but in 100 years from now, when we all die out, they'll do tefillin again. There's no other mitzvah that we could permanently eradicate. Smicha, ishbi pi ishbi po Moshe Rabbeinu. If we get rid of it, it's finished forever. If we get rid of smicha, it'll be totally wiped out. Says the Ben Yoyada, that's why they targeted smicha. Because they knew it has to do with the Mesorah, the Shalshalah. So if we knock it out, it'll be gone forever. That's why they dafka picked smicha. Ah, interesting. Says the Gemara then. What happened? So Ma Asa, Yehuda ben Baba, what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba do? Halach v'yashav lo bein shnei harim gedolim. He went between two mountains, right? He didn't want to be near a city. U'beit shnei ayaros gedolos, between two big cities, u'beit shnei tuchmei Shabbos, right between. Bein usha l'shafra'am. V'samach sham chamisha zkenim, and he gave smicha to five great rabbis. Ve'elu hein, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. Not a bad bunch. Rav Avya, Mosef Avrav Nechemya. Right, five of the greatest rabbis, Tanoim of history, in history. Kivan Shikiroi Ve'em Bohem, once the enemies heard about it, Amar Lahen Banai Yarutsu, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, who seems to have been too old to run away, he said, my children, run away. Amru Lo Rabbi Matei Alecha, what about you? Amar Lahen Haredi Muta Lefnehem Ke'evin Shein Lahofchem. I'm here, I'm like a stone that can't move. I'm like a stone that can't move. What does that mean? So the Marsha says, maybe it just means I'm ready to be Moser Nefesh, and the Surim that I'm going to get, I'll feel like a stone. I won't have a Hergish. I won't have a Hergish. You know, like, I can't move, and I won't have a Hergish for that. Amru lo, lozazim ishama chenatsu bo shloshmios lunvio shel barzel. They said that he didn't move from there until he was pierced by 300 spears. Va'asa'u kikvara. They made him like a sieve. Terrible. So says the Gemara, though, what do you see from there? That one person can give smicha. That's how we got into this whole discussion. That one person gives smicha. What do you mean you need three? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Achrini Havi Bade. Really, there were two other somchen there with him. Why didn't they say anything about it? Because to give Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba kavod. This is one of the Gemaras that the Maharal Bach brings as a raya against the Rambam, against the Maribei Rav, in the Smicha controversy that we alluded to a couple of days ago. We mentioned that they wanted to be Mechadish the Smicha in the days of the 1500s because of all the Spanish Jews that came and they wanted to do tshuva because they hadn't been proper Jews. They had gone over to the they couldn't stand up to the pressure, so they gone over to the other religions. So they wanted to do tshuva. So the Maribei Rav and the Chachmei Tzfat wanted to restart the smicha based on the Rambam, so I did not read the Rambam then. So I wanted to read the Rambam now, because one of the rayas that they bring against the Rambam is this Gemara. The Rambam is in two places. One is in Mishnah Torah, in Sanhedrin, Dalad Yud Aleph. I don't think I brought that one in today, but I'll read you to you from the Pirush Mishnayos. From the Pirush Mishnayos right here. Says the Rambam, Va'ani Savur, I hold, not based on a Gemara, I hold, Shem tia haskama mikol atalmidim v'hachachamim limnos ish b'yeshiva klomer sheyaasehu rosh ubitnai sheyiezeh be'eretz Yisrael kemo sheyikdamnu. The greatest rabbis and all the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael get together. Harei oso ha'ish tiskayim lo ha'yeshiva v'yihye samuch v'yismochu acharkach es mi sheyirtze. Lefishim lo tamarkein. If you don't say that this is allowed, that you can start the smicha whatever you want, lo tehe efsharis mitzius bezdin hagadol la'olam. You'll never have a bezdin hagadol. Why? Lefishet zorach kolechan mehem sheyisamach b'li safek v'arik farach tiyach Hashem b'shivatam ba'amru v'ashiva shoftayach k'var yishona. Hashem promised us that we're going to get the Sanhedrin back, and if you need no stopping going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, well, it stopped. Says the Rambam, so it must be, if we're going to have a Sanhedrin and his promise that we're going to get the smuchin back, it must be that we could do it. So how is it going to be renewed? It must be that if the greatest rabbis of Eretz Yisrael get together and decide, that's good enough. V'shemet tomar, shahamashiach yimna osam v'afa b'she'enem smuchim. Maybe Mashiach has different rules, right? Mashiach will be somech them even though they're not smuchin. Harezem muchash. It can't be. Why? Because there's not going to be any new mitzvahs then. No mitzvah is going to change. Lefishik Rabbi Yarnu Bakdama Sefreinu Zeh Shamashiach Lo Yosef Batora V'lo Yigrami Mena V'lo Batara Shevichsav V'lo Batara Shevalpeh V'ani Savur. And then the Rambam adds, Sasanhedrin Tashuv Lefnei Hiskalos HaMashiach. The Sanhedrin is going to come back before Mashiach comes back. V'zeh Yeh Misimanov Amar V'yashiva Shavtayach Kavari Shona V'yoatzayach Kavatchila V'yachar Kein Yikra Lecha Ir HaTzedek. As the Psukim say. Anyway, that is a very famous Rambam. The Rambam says it in Mishnah Torah 2 that I think that the Sanhedrin is going to start again. One of the rayas that the Maharal Bach, one of the great Ravs of Yushalayim, the Chachma Yushalayim, who rejected the Rambam, who rejected that you cannot do it, so they stopped it, because once the Chachma, not all the Chachma Eretz Yisrael agreed, said it's all over, right? You can't just have the Chachma Tzfat that agree. But one of the rayas that they bring is this Gemara, right? What does it say? Without Rabbi Yudim and Bab, it would have stopped, it would have been forgotten amongst Israel? What do you mean? Renew it. Start it again. That whole word of the Ben Yoyada only works according to the Maharal Bach, according to those who argue with the Rambam. But according to the Rambam, they can always renew it like every other mitzvah. So what could you answer? Yeah, try to get all the great rabbis to agree to something nowadays. Right? So the Rambam knew, the Gemara knew, that even though theoretically it's possible, but it's like impossible. So there are many ways that every kasha that is asked on the Rambam, there are ways to get out of it. But anyway, this is one of the Gemaras that's important for the Amachlokas. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Samche. Rabbi Meir got smicha from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. V'ha'amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha'om Rabbi Meir. Lo samcho Rabbi Akiva. Eino el toa. Rabbi Akiva was his Rabbi, right? The Gemara in Yevamos, right? The five Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva started again with. He just gave smicha, and he started off Torah Shabbat Peh after all of his Hamidim died out. Rabbi Akiva gave him smicha. So the Gemara says, Samche Rabbi Akiva v'lo kiblo. Rabbi Akiva gave him smicha, but it was not accepted in the world of the Rabbanan. Samche Rabbi Yudim Baba v'kiblo. Fine. Why wasn't it accepted? What was wrong with Rabbi Akiva's smicha? So Rashi says in the third line, he was a bachur, he was too young. So he asked Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he was too young? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became Nasi at 18. Right, he was younger than that, so maybe Bachar means he wasn't married yet. Maybe Bachar means he wasn't married yet, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So he's not sure. Maybe he didn't have any children, but there was something that he was not ready for. And then again, Rabbi Yaakov Emden quotes, and then he says, maybe is this a raya to the Maharal Bach that you need Kol Chachme, interpretation of the Rambam, that you need Kol Chachme Eretz Yisrael, Haskama, and here, this is right, V'lo Kibleh. V'lo Kibleh means, he didn't have Haskama, so the Smicha didn't kick in. Right? Maybe, and that's like the Maharal Bach, right? He said, we don't accept, so we're not letting the smicha. He says, do you say that? He just says that as a line, as a half a line. He says, inema, should we say this Gemara is Messiah? That is the Rabbi Yaakov and the Sahara, exactly why wasn't the smicha accepted. Period. Next piece. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, ein smicha b'chutz laretz. There's no smicha in chutz laretz. My ein smicha, what does that mean? Ilema delo dani didi knasas klal b'chutz laretz. Does that mean that you're not allowed to judge cases of fines, didi knasas in chutz laretz? That's not true. Vatnan, Sanhedrin no hages, b'emars b'em chutz laretz. They can judge. If you have a Sanhedrin, if you have a Sanhedrin agadol, they could do it. They could, Sanhedrin of 23, they could do it. Ela delo samchi, even knasas, or even with three. Some of them, so dina kaz v'shlosha, right? Not even the Sanhedrin of Gadol, so you can do it anywhere. Ela delo samchinan b'chutz la'aretz. What it means is that they could function in chutz la'aretz, but the original smicha is not given except in Eretz Yisrael. So let's continue for a minute, and then we'll come back to talk about that. Pshita samchinan b'chutz la'aretz v'nismachin ba'aretz ha'arminan delo. If the somech is in chutz la'aretz and the nismach is in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't work. The smicha has to be conferred, has to be given in this. The somech has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Ela somech v'nismachin b'chutz la'aretz mai. What about if the smicha, the somech is in Eretz Yisrael and the nismach is in chutz la'aretz mai? What is the halacha then? So answers the Gemara. Is that good enough? If the somech is in Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara says no. Tashma, I'll prove it to you. Rabbi Yochanan having mitzvah later of Shimon Bar Abba, to lo having gabay delismachay. Rabbi Yochanan was very upset that his Talmud of Shimon wasn't there, so he could give him smicha. He wanted to give him smicha. Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud v'chad di'imei umanu Rabbi Yonasan ben Achmai, or the Amrila Rabbi Yonasan ben Achmai v'chad di'imei umanu Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud. These two rabbis, chad to having gabayu samchuhu, the one that was next to Rabbi Yochanan received smicha, v'chad to lo having gabayu lo samchuhu, the one that wasn't there lo samchuhu, they didn't give smicha. So what do you see from here? That if they're not next to each other, smicha doesn't work. Rashi says the ikar question of this Gemara is not just one in Eretz Yisrael and one in Chutz La'aretz. The ikar is they have to be near each other. They have to be near each other. So you see from here, they have to be near each other. Because why didn't he just send it long distance? Right? Smicha. But you see from here that it did not work. Period. There's a very interesting discussion, and we can have this discussion in 10 different places in this Masechta. I'll just mention it now. And that is, smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael. Does smicha have anything to do with the aretz? It's a mitzvah hatzluya ba'aretz, like chuvas or maisras. Why is smicha limited? So you say, ishbi b'ishbi b'moshe rabbeinu. So what if you have somebody like that in chutz la'aretz? So this is an idea that the achronim explain as the briskers call it shame Eretz Yisrael. It starts off with a Ramban. I mean, one of the early sources is a Ramban. The first Ramban in Masechas Gittin, who calls it chavivus to Eretz Yisrael. There seem to be a number of halachos that even though they're not connected to the land specifically, it's not a mitzvah hatzluya ba'aretz, but certain halachos are limited to Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, why? One of them is smicha, right here. Smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael. Why is smicha in Eretz Yisrael? Not 100% clear. What other examples do we have? Moshe Rabbeinu was not in Eretz Yisrael. Right, so he started the whole smicha. That might be beforehand, but once they went in, the Gemara says you don't make say halal on a nes of chutz la'aretz. Right, that's why we don't say halal on Sunday, on Purim. One of the reasons. But what about Pesach? What about Shavuos? Right, they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael yet. But the answer is that's once they went in. But so there are various halachos that seem to be talui on Eretz Yisrael, even though it has nothing to do with the land. Egla Arufa. The halachas of Egla Arufa only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Rambam. Perek Yud in Hilchas Rotsayach. Ein din Egla Arufa noheg, ella be'Eretz Yisrael, v'chein be'Ever HaYardein. Right? What is the, it's limited. Why should it be limited? That's the Rambam. No explanation given based on Gemaras. That's Egla Arufa. Number one. Number two, another halacha is that Harios Dav Gimel. In Harios Dav Gimel, it says that the halacha of Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur. Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, we know if the Sanhedrin Paskins and Rove of Klal Yisrael follow their mistaken psak, then instead of each individual bringing a carbon chatas, everybody brings one carbon altogether. One carbon on behalf of all of them, and Paralam Davar Shal Tzibur, the Bezin does smicha on that. So the Gemara says in Harios, Rove Klal Yisrael Be'eretz Yisrael. That's what determines par halam davar shel sibur. Again, why? Because the Gemara says, "Hani hu de ikri kaho, aval hanach lo ikri kaho." Right? Who is kaho? The Jews of Eretz Yisrael. Again, what does par halam davar shel sibur have to do with Eretz Yisrael? Egla rufa par halam davar shel sibur. Other halachas. The Ramban talks about in the beginning of Maseches Gittin certain halachas of get of afanenechtam. So why should it be limited? So the Achronim come up with the idea, based on the Rishonim, that Eretz Yisrael really has two special qualities about it. One is specifically the Aretz, mitzvahs atulios ba'aretz, trumas, mais, reschala, arla, bikurim, all of those. And number two is something called shame Eretz Yisrael. Or there's a status of Eretz Yisrael, even though that has nothing to do with the land. As if Rosenzweig formulated it, it's the national Jewish headquarters. Even though it's not specifically related to the land, other mitzvos that have national consequence are also determined by the Jews of Eretz Yisrael. Smicha, right, is determined by Jews of Eretz Yisrael. Egla Rufa, the significance of every single Jew, specifically Eretz Yisrael. Again, you have to work out why each one. Kiddush HaChodesh might be related to only Eretz Yisrael. And the others that we mentioned, Parol and Davar Shel Tzibur. But again, all of this has to do with the fact that it's not just the Kedushas Ha'aretz, but even the Kedushas Avir, the Kedushas, the status, and that is the Ramban at the beginning of Gittin, and other sources as well. I'll just read you the line of the Ramban, just that you have it. The Ramban says, Vinami Svir Lahu, Lo Kitshava Asilava Linya Trubus Maisras. Even if you want to say, in a certain context, we may have Gittin, even if you want to say there's no Kedushas Haaretz today regarding Trubus Maisras, Chaviva Alayhu. It's still Chaviv in Halacha. Tahaika Da Amrinan Kedusha Shlishas Yeshlahem. It's going to be a third base of Mikdash. The destiny of Klal Yisrael is here. V'afal pi kein Eretz Yisrael b'chibasa hi omedes u'bikdushasa le'inyan yeshivasa v'dirasa. Says the Ramban, there's still a mitzvah to live here, right? Even though there might not be full kedushas aretz, b'chibasa, this is the Ramban talking, b'chibasa hi omedes. It's still chaviv, right? It's still chaviv to the Jewish people, and that has halachic significance. Right, that's the Ramban, all the way at the beginning of Maseches Gittin, all about that there are halachas of Eretz Yisrael that apply, even if they're not connected specifically to the land. Okay, we have to continue now. Says the Gemara, last skinny line. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Oshia, have become mishtaken, Rabbi Yochanan, the Mispachinu. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Oshia, Rabbi Yochanan was trying to give them smicha, but Rabbi Mestaya Melse, it wasn't working. Why wasn't it working? So the Rashi says maybe he couldn't find two other people to give him smicha with. Amrule, lonis darmar. Don't worry about it. Why? Da anan mid beis Eli kasinan. We're from the house of Eli. Damar Shua ben Achman Amar Bionasan. Minayin she nisbachla beis Eli. Remember the house of Eli. Eli from the times of Shmuel. There was a curse when his children weren't acting properly. So there was a curse that all his descendants would die young. And part of that is as follows. That none of them would be zochet to get smicha. Shene'emar, lo yezakin beveischa kol hayamim, there won't be a zakin in your house all days. So my zakin, what does that mean? Ilei mazakin mamash, doesn't really mean real and old person. V'haksiv, the other pasuk says, kol marbes beischa yemusu anashim, that already said that they'll die. Ela smicha, zakin here must mean smicha. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which says that Rav and Abaya, you know, if they're osik b'torah, gemilat chasadim, maybe they can extend it. They could extend their lifespan, even though they're descendants of Eli. But this is Pashas. They said, don't worry about it. Maybe it's Siyata Deshmaya that you're not supposed to give us smicha. Continuing. Reb Zeira, havi mitmar lemismachei. Reb Zeira was hiding because he didn't want to get smicha. Tiyamer Reb Elazar, why? La'olam havi kaval v'kayam. Because Reb Elazar said a person should always be kaval v'kayam. Kaval means dark. Rashi says, afel. A person should always be in the dark. And Bekayim, and that way he'll survive. A person should never take any positions, always stay in the dark. He didn't want to get smicha. He wanted to stay dark. The Me'iri says, kava means tsanua. Tsanua, meaning not taking, roi adam laharchikas harabanus, v'shalo lafarsim es atzmo. Derech ha'ara, kava v'kayim, kava she'i afel tsanua v'nistar, kederech ha'omeid b'choshech, she'eno nira kolkach, u'bezu yi'a chayav b'shalva. Person should be dark. Kivan de Shama. Lahad Amar Rabbi Elazar. But once he heard that Rabbi Elazar says, Ein Adam Ola Legdula Elam Kein Mochon Lo HaKol Vanosav, when a person takes a new position in the Jewish people, he has Mechilas Avonos. He says, oh, okay. So Imsi Le'an Afshi. Then he tried his hardest. Then he tried to get smicha. So he originally thought that he should stay private, but then he tried to do it because he realized, Amsilei Anafshe, he realized it was a good thing about it too. In the Margolius Hashas, let's say for we haven't had a Margolius Hashas, I think, since Seder Moed. See, Margolius Hashas are the Svarim that have Chassidus Shavarts, Al Seder Hadaf, on Agadata. On Agadata. So you have a whole big fat volume on Sanhedrin. All right, wait till the last parak of Sanhedrin. We're going to get to Agadata. So there he quotes, from one of the rebbes here on he says one of the rebbes, Rav Chaim Linshitz, Baal Divrei Mishpat. One time he got up in shul, he went to the bima and he put a bang on the bima and he says, "I'm retiring. I am no longer the rav here. Retiring. I'm leaving. Ein rosa liyo sham rav ba'abezin anymore." And then everybody came and said, "Come on, come on. We love you. We want you. Please don't leave. Please don't leave." He said, "Okay, fine. Okay, I'll accept to stay." Vekasha shalu oso, lama hayarotel, why do you want to leave? So he says, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, that a person is ola l'gdula, he gets mechilas avonos. So he says, I wanted to leave, then you'll hire me back, so I'll get mechilas avonos. So he says, that's what he was trying to do, use this, subterfuge, the trick, whatever it is, to get mechilas avonos. That's what he quotes from, the Karnei Re'im. The Karnei Re'im. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira, we did Reb Zeira. Kisam Chuhul, Reb Zeira, once they gave smicha to Reb Zeira, Sharu Lehachi, they sung about him. Lo kachal, velo sharak, velo pirkus. He doesn't need any makeup. That's the mashal. He don't need any makeup. Yalas chen. He's naturally beautiful, Reb Zeira. He's amazing. He doesn't need any of these makeup on him. Kisam Chuhul, Reb Yami, Reb Asi, when they gave smicha to Reb Yami, Reb Asi, Sharu Lehachi, they sung to them. Kol min dein ve kol min dein. All people like this, smuchu, give smich, smuchu lana. Let us give smicha to. Lo tismichu lana. Lo, don't give smicha. Lo misar mitin, velo misar misin. Va'amila, lo micha misin, velo mitur misin. Not to all these types of people. Who are these types of people? So Rashi says, they're people who don't interpret the Torah properly. Either they say wrong reasons in the Torah, or they don't give reasons to the Torah, or they don't tell people reasons for the Torah. Right, people who aren't totally on board in terms of giving over Torah. Right, so then a person like that can't give smicha, because smicha is all about mesorah. It's all about passing it on to the next generation. Rabbi Yavahu, Kav Yasimi Mesifta Lebei Kesar, when Rabbi Yavahu went from the yeshiva to the Kesar, when he had to go take care of things, Nafki Matrunisa Debei Kesar, the Matrunisa of the Bei Kesar went out to Mashiri and they started singing. Rabbi Da'ame, the great rabbi of his people, Midabarna De'umse, the leader of the nation, Butzina De'Nohor, the great light, Brich Misayech L'Shlam, your coming should be in peace. Fine. What about Kalisha? The Matronisa singing this. So maybe he was going and there was some non-Jewish woman from the palace. They didn't have a choice, he just closed his ears. I didn't see anybody make the Hara. But Kalisha applies to Jewish women, non-Jewish women, doesn't matter. And I don't think she, I know, do you consider this Shire Kodesh? Right, it's a famous heter of the Sri De'esh, part of the Sri De'esh made it famous. Sri De'esh in the early 20th century, where he was asked, he had a landmark tshuva for the youth, certain youth groups there in Germany, where he was asked, what if boys and girls sing together and they're singing Shire Kodesh? So he puts a bunch of things together and he's Mako in that context. You have to read the tshuva, very important tshuva. But he talks that part of it is Shire Kodesh, if you're focusing on the words. And this is bringing people back to Klal Yisrael. Bring it back to Klal Yisrael. He says, how could you not do it? He quotes, look at other areas where they didn't come, realize what's going on in the times, what the youth need, and then look what happened to the youth. He says, you have to do this, you have to give them good feelings, you have to give them argashas, you have to have kumzises, you have to have chagigas. That's what basically he writes. He says, and you have to have that. And if the girls are singing Shire Kodesh, his context is boys and girls singing together. But he says, if you need that to keep them in the fold of Judaism, then you do it. Then you do it, because we're losing so many youth today. He writes, even he was visited by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter earlier in the, I'm not going to find it now, so it's a long tshuva, but he quotes, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter came and gave him a haskama. He said, great, even though this would never fly where I come from. what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said. But this is what you have to do. This is what you have to do, said Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So you have to look in the tshuva. Again, I'm not gonna go through it now, but this is the tshuva of the Sri De'esh in Simen Ayin Zayin. Aleph Ayin Zayin, if you want to look it up. We'll see at the end if we have time. Probably not. In terms of, Kalisha. But anyway, maybe that's here too. A, maybe she was doing it. It wasn't like he asked. She was doing it by herself. So he just closed his ears. Or, maybe it was in the context of Shirei Kodesh. And therefore, it would be different. Says the Gemara Vayter. Okay, we finished the discussion of Smicha. Arifas Egla Bishlosha. Arifas Egla. Egla Rufa is Bishlosha. What is Egla Rufa? The anonymous corpse, the corpse found in between two cities, so they have to measure to the closest city. Tosfos on top points out that the Arifa, the breaking of the neck of the calf, you break the neck of the Egla, that's done if you don't find the murderer, that's Lav Dafka with three. It's the Medida, you see the top Tosfos, Arifa Lav Dafka, the Medida Hu Dahavi Begimel, the Iker is the measuring. The measuring has to be done with three. That's what the Mishnah means by Egla Rufa. So Tanur Rabbanan, how do you know that? V'yotze zekenecha v'shoftecha, zekenecha shnayim, shoftecha shnayim, mi beze shachem osivin le'an orecha, darikan chamisha, de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Egla Rufa is with five. Rabbi Shimon Omer, zekenecha shnayim, ve'in beze shachem osivin le'an orecha, darikan shlosha, Rabbi Shimon says three. Rabbi Shimon, hai shoftecha my avile, what does he do with the extra pasuk? Humi bile, le miyuchadin shabashoftecha, is to teach me the special, the miyuchadin, meaning the, from the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yehuda, mi ziknei zekenecha nafka. It says zekenecha instead of ziknei. Rabbi Shimon, imi ziknei hava mina ziknei ashuk. Just the word ziknei, I would have thought, just zekenim, any zekenim from the shuk. Because of Rachman is zekenecha. That's why it has to have the extra lashon of zekenecha. V'yiksiv zekenecha hava mina sanhedrin gadola. And with just zekenecha, I would have thought, the greatest of your local court of 23. Because of Rachmana, Vishoftecha, Mimi Yuchadin Shebishoftecha, you need three of the Sanhedrin Hagadol. Three of the Sanhedrin Hagadol have to come out and measure. Rabbi Yehuda, Gomer Zikne Zikne, Mi Visamchu Zikne Ha'eda Esidehem. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Yudarshan Exereshava, Malahalan Mi Yuchadin Shebeida, Avkam Yuchadin Shebeida, you already know that you need from the great Sanhedrin from the Zereshava. Yalif Leilif Kula Mehasam. If that's Xera Shava, so what do you need any of the other psukim for? Just learn it all from there. So Zekinecha, Zekinecha Lamali. What do you need those two psukim for? So he says, fine, forget that. Ela Vav Vishoftecha Leminyana. So really, it's Vav. That's what his makar is for five. Shoftecha is two. Vishoftecha is another two. And then you add on one for Ein Bezen Shakal. That's where he gets to five. Rib Shimon Vav Lo Darish. Rib Shimon doesn't Darshan Vav. Period. Elamayata, that's three verses five. That's the machlokas. Elamayata, there are two other verbs. Viyatu shtayim, madu shtayim, Rabbi Yehuda havi tish, Rabbi Shimon shiva. Why do you add on four each? You have two other verbs. So, no, haumi bai leila kidetanya. No, use it for the following. Viyatsu, hein velo shluchan. They go out to measure. They have to go out and not their shlichim. And not their messengers. Umadadu, and they measure. Shafilu nimsa ba'aliyah le'ir tsarech lasuk b'medida. Even if it's clear which city is closest to, you still have to measure. Why? Xeris hakasav. The Meiri says just to maybe delay. Because maybe if you, as you're measuring, maybe the real murderer will be found. Okay, that's the Meiri. Pashtus, though, it seems like even if you know for sure, it's not going to take time. That's the din. You have to do medida. That's xeris hakasav. Interesting, on the bottom, the Yasu, so it says, Hein velo shluchan. This drasha is not quoted by the Rambam. Not quoted by the Rambam. It just says, Bezin has to do it. The Rambam doesn't emphasize that, you know, they have to do it and they can't send their shlichim to do it. It just says, they have to do it. It doesn't emphasize velo shluchan. Why doesn't he emphasize it? He doesn't quote the drasha. So if David Pavarsky, in his Sefer on Sanhedrin, says that maybe the point is that the Rambam understands Medida as a mitzvah shebegufo. The Rambam doesn't have to tell me that I can't make a shliach to put tefillin on. It's obvious. Tefillin is something that I have to do myself. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. Sukkah. You can't make a shliach to sit in the sukkah for you. Obviously. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. So maybe that's how the Rambam understands this halacha. Hein velo shluchan reflects that this is a mitzvah shebegufo, and therefore you can't make a shliach. So you don't have to tell me specifically that you can't make a shliach, because it's obvious. By a mitzvah shebegufo, you cannot make a shliach. Maybe that's the lumdus behind it. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Masnisin Deloki Aitana, the Mishnah is against the following, Detanya, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, V'yatsu Zekenecha V'shoftecha, Elazar ben Yaakov says, "Biyazer, I'm going to have the Shoftecha. Zekeinecha, Zeus Sanhedrin, Vishoftecha, Ze Melech, Vekohen Gadol. Vishoftecha is the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. They have to go out. By Egla Rufa, who has to go out? The king, the Kohen Gadol, Melech Dechsev, Melech Mishpat Yamed Aretz, Kohen Gadol Dechsev, Uvasal Akonim, Melevim, Melech Shofet." So you see the word Mishpat is used by both, and it says Shoftecha here. So the Gemara assumes that Blazim and Yaakov requires Melech and Eli, Uvasal Akonim, Melech Shofet. So that's the, you need the Melech and the Kohen Gadol to go out, and our mission didn't mention that. So it must be that this Tana is against the Mishnah. It's against the Mishnah. Fine. We don't assume that the Mishnah just left it out. We assume that the Mishnah holds it and you don't need it. Ibai lahu, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov bachada palig or batarti palig. Is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov double arguing or only one? B'melech v'kohen gadol palig. Does he argue on melech and kohen gadol? Al b'sanhedri ikreb Yehuda ikreb Shimon. Does he argue that you need a melech and a kohen gadol, but he owes him about the Sanhedrin? You either need three or five. Or Odilma b'sanhedri nami palig da'amar kula sanhedri be'inon. Or do you say, no, he says you need all 71. One Jew was killed, the entire Sanhedrin has to go out. What does he say? So Amar of Yosef, let's prove it. Tashma, Matzah Nebeis Pagi. Now we're in the context of Zakein Mamre. Zakein Mamre, the Halacha, one of the Sanhedrin Agadol, goes against, does not accept the view that is voted on from the Sanhedrin Agadol, and he paskens against them. And even though after he's outvoted, and he goes and paskins publicly that he should follow me, that is somebody who's chayiv misa. Zakein Mamre is chayiv misa. He is undermining the entire judicial system. He's outvoted. Even though he thinks he's right. So matzah beis pagi v'him ra'alayim. So what happens if he rebels against the Sanhedrin, not in the Lishkas HaGazis, not in the Beis HaMikdash, but he's by Beis Pagi, which is an area outside the Beis HaMikdash. Yachot hamra aso hamra. You might think that this is a good rebellion, and therefore he's going to be chayiv mishum zakein mamre. Tamalomer, no. V'kamta v'yalisa ela makom. He will go up to the place. Malami shamakom gorim. It's only in the place. Only in the Lishkas HaGazis does the halachas of zakein mamre take place. So the Gemara says, "Denafik kama." What was the havamina? You have the whole Sanhedrin and Beis Pagi. What were they there for? What were the whole Sanhedrin and Beis Pagi for? Ilema miksasan. If you want to say that only some of them went out, Dilma hanach diika gavai kamikavase. There's no havamina that there'd be a zakein mamre there because maybe the people, the rabbis that were still in this inside, they would agree with him. So it can't be that only some of them came out. Elapshita denafik kula. So it must be that all of them went out. Must be that all of them are Beis Pagi. So Lamai, what did they go out for? Ilei miladvar reshoset, they went out stam to take a tiyul. Mi matinafia, they allowed to. Vaksiv sarech agan hasara yechzer amazek. We darshan from that pasuk that at least a third of the Sanhedrin always is required to remain in the Lishkas HaGazis. Mazek, from the word mezika, diluted wine. So they have to be there. So elap shidu ladvar mitzvah, they must have gone out for a dvar mitzvah. So, hechidami, what mitzvah did they all go out for? Lav lemedidas egla. It must be, maybe they went out for egla rufa, for Elazar ben Yaakov-hi, damar kuli Sanhedrin be'ina. What other mitzvah requires the entire Sanhedrin? So it must be that he argues on both. He says, Gemara, maybe not. Amale abaya lo, kigon sheyatu lahosif al ho'ir v'alazaros. Maybe they went out to extend and expand Yerushalayim. To kiditznan in mosivan al ho'ir v'alazaros, el bebezin shol shivim ve'echad. As we said on daf beis. Tani kavasi der of Yosef, matzan abeis pagi, v'himra alehen, kigon sheyatu lemedidas egla, ula hosif al ho'ir v'al ha'azaros. Right, this is a raya to Rav Yosef, because here it gives both reasons. The first one is Eglah Rufa. Yachol Shei Amra Asa Amra. Tamalom Rav Kamtavi Alisa Elamakom Malami Shamakom Gorim. Okay, so you see that he does hold. He does hold, we said maybe not, but we said he does from this Brisa. He does hold that you need the entire Sanhedrin to go out for Eglah Rufa.
Beis Pagi was outside
of the Osiris. Beis Pagi, right, Rashi says Beis Pagi was, see the second line on top, Makom Lefnim Min Chomas Ha'ir V'nidak Yerushalayim L'Chodvarav.
And why would they be saying that to be Moses?
It was in. They were at the border. They were at the border, and they're saying, you know, what they're going to add on, what they're going to add on to. Okay, interesting. The Yad Ramah says, how do you know all of them went out? Maybe Rove of the Sanhedrin went out. Maybe it was Rove, and even if a miut would agree with him, but still they would be outvoted. Maybe a Rove went out. So says the Aramah, very important line, says it still would not be a Zakin Mamre. Because a Zakin Mamre has to go against the Rove, but you only follow the Rove if you have the entire Sanhedrin there, and the Rove beats out the Miyot. If you don't have the Miyot there, that's not called a Sanhedrin. You need the entire Sanhedrin there, and Holchanach HaRov. But if everybody's not there, you can't just say the Rove is here. That's not good enough, says the Aramah. Okay. Neta Ravai, Umayser Sheni, Shein Dalav Yiduin Bishlosha. Back to the Mishnah. If you're ever bored in the first parak on Sanhedrin, just wait three lines. You get to a new topic. Right, so says another two dots. So Neter Ravai and Maaser Sheni, even though it's hard to be bored in Sanhedrin. But anyway, Neter Ravai and Maaser Sheni. So you have Neter Ravai and Maaser Sheni, a fruit that the value is not exactly known. So because this deals with a mitzvah, you have to bring these fruit to the Beis HaMikdash B'Shlosha. So Tana Rabbanan. Why don't you know the amount? Just go to the store, see how much do they sell this per pound, right? Per kilo and whatever, and then figure it out. So the Gemara says no, because it's not clear. Peros shirakivu. It's fruit that started rotting. They didn't totally rot, because then it would be any royal achila. But they started rotting, so that's why you're not sure. V'yayin shehikrim, wine that started to turn. Uma'o shehichlidu, or money that started to get rusty. Again, in a time, the Sharam Sheinah Balacha points out, this isn't a time where if you have a nickel and it's a little rusty, it's still a nickel. It's a time when the value of money was the item itself, gold, silver, copper. So if that got a little rusty, you really don't know exactly how much it's worth, because it's a little rusted over. So that's why they needed three to figure it out. Tanur Rabbanan, Maaser Sheni Sheinah Mavidun, Podrosan, Bishlosha, Likuchos. This three from the Mishnah is not similar to the other ones. The other ones were Mumchin, Smuchin. Here we're just talking about three experts in the field. Lekuchos, buyers. What do Lekuchos mean? Rashi says, Lekuchos are, in the middle, Socharim, Bekiyim, Beshuma. Expert merchants. That's what it means here. The Yad Ramah quotes an opinion, it has to be the actual ones who are buying it. The Yad Ramah doesn't say that. Rashi says, people who are expert who can figure it out. You can't use three people who don't know anything about it. You can even use a non-Jew. Because this is about figuring out exactly what the value is. Even one of them is the owner himself. What if it's three people, but they're partners? They're partners. Is that considered three opinions or one opinion? Tashma. Ishu shtei nasha podin ma'aser sheni shtei dama v'yiduin. If a man's married to two women, right? If we didn't have anything to talk about, we'd talk about Cheren Rabbeinu Gershom, but we had enough to talk about, Baruch Hashem. Right? A man and his two wives can redeem ma'aser sheni. So, l'chari, they all have the same bank account. Right? Mashakana ishakana kansa ishakana baila. So the Gemara answers, Dil makon Rav Papa bas Abba Sora. Oh, maybe it's like Rav Papa and his wife. Rav Papa and his wife had separate bank accounts. Right, Rav Papa told his wife, she said, Eini Zonas Veini Osa. Rashi goes to Gemara, it's Gemara Ksubas Tafun Ches. Right, so they had a wonderful relationship, I'm sure. They just had separate bank accounts. Maybe that's what helped. Right, sometimes separate good fences make good neighbors. But anyway, so maybe that's what it is referring to. So there's no Raya. Good. Hahakdeshos Bishlosha. Vaiter. Masisa Dologi Aitana. The Mishnah is not like the following opinion. Titania Loza Ben Yaakov Omer. Afilut Sinur Shalakdish Sorachas Srichas Sarban Adam Loftosa. Even if you have a fork of Hektish, then you need 10 people to evaluate it, because you want to make sure Hektish doesn't lose anything. So you need 10 people. Our Mishnah says 3. Omer Le Rav Papa Labayo Bishmol Rav Ben Yaakov. I understand Rav Ben Yaakov. Darmer Kishmuel, who says like Shmuel that you need 10. Darmer Shmuel Asar Kohenim Ksuvim Beparsha. He says the Kohen 10 times, so you obviously know exactly what the source is. El Rabban and Shloshim Min Alahu. But why would you say you need 3? What's the source? The Rabban and our Mishnah say 3. V'chitema Dechsib Hu Shlosha. Is it because it says the word Kohen 3 times? Karkos Dechsib Hu Arba Teskib Arba. So Karkos should need 4 if you just look at every separate parsha. V'chitei mahachanami, and if you want to say it does need 4, alamatan hakarkos tishav akohen. The bishop says no, karka needs 10. So elamai, what would you say? Demishalmi bu asara. So what are you going to tell me? Because it's cumulative that if you put the karka together with the kohenim earlier by metaltel and all together, it's going to be 10. So hekdeshus demishalmi bu shisa libay shisa. By hekdeshus, it should be 6 altogether if it's cumulative. So kasha. So we're not sure exactly what the source is for why you need 3, but that is the halacha. Remind me at some point, we got to talk about the Ramban in Parshas Kisetse, who says the four people that are not punished for their actions per se, but punished for the good of society, Zakin Mamri is one of them. We'll have to talk about that at another date. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beth Hashem, Purim on Sunday, Shir is at 6:45, I think we'll do it in the shul. Do it in the shul, 6:45, we're going to have daf. And Monday, I'm not sure. Got to figure out exactly. Got to play it by ear. Monday is Shushan Purim. Not exactly sure when daf is going to be. If there's going to be a daf up, but we'll see. We'll see as it gets closer. Okay. But if there's no daf on Monday, that's a possibility. There will be daf, but it might not be up. Okay. We'll stop here.